Research shows that students in grades 3 through 8 struggled more with learning during the 2020-2021 school year compared to the year before the pandemic. Elementary schools in Champaign have noticed similar gaps. They say the problem seems especially acute at dual-language schools, where children learn in two languages at once, typically English and Spanish. Now teachers say they're figuring out how to fill those gaps. Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Students in Caitlin Zabala's fifth grade class at International Prep Academy in Champaign cheer each other on as they do a Spanish grammar activity. They're identifying the verbs and sentences about different animals in Spanish.
¿Qué son focas?
Ms. Zabala's class does interactive activities like this every day, but when they went online in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they couldn't do activities like this one. Students say they notice the difference.
Vamos a escuchar, Ana.
Los animales que comen focas las buscan cerca de la...
That's Ana Hernandez. She's a fifth grader in Ms. Zabala's classroom. Her native and home language is English. She says she definitely thinks her Spanish got worse after online learning.
We kind of fell back in like our Spanish because we didn't really do a lot then. So I didn't really speak any Spanish and no one else really did. And then when we came back in person, they were kind of forced to speak because you have to answer the questions. So then everyone talked.
International Prep Academy is a dual language elementary school in Champaign. It has a 50-50 dual language model. That means that half of the day's content is taught in English while the other half is taught in Spanish. For many elementary students, online classes in their native language were hard enough, so trying to learn basic lessons in a second language was even harder. Researchers say they've noticed this problem occurring in dual language schools across the country. Margaret Marcus, a visiting professor at the University of Maryland and a dual language researcher, says part of the issue is that kids are relearning how to do school in general.
Especially if before they were on and off camera, or maybe they were in small groups in person, and now they're back in a normal or a regular sized classroom. I think it's overwhelming in that sense.
Zabala, Anna's fifth grade teacher, faces several challenges, including not knowing what her students don't know.
At any given moment, there's a gap that I did not foresee. And so many lessons I have with one purpose, but in the middle of the lesson, I have to change the purpose because I realize there's a gap.
Part of the struggle, she says, is the difficulty to connect with students when communicating through a computer screen.
Without being in person, keeping up with your Spanish just becomes another task to do. There's actually nothing magical about it, just like 4 times 4 is 16. Well, hablar in the present tense in the yo form is just hablo. It's just a task.
Language teachers at other schools in the area say they've noticed the problem too. Gabriel Nardi is a third grade dual language teacher at Leal Elementary School in Urbana.
Having taught third grade before and I see the sort of level of Spanish that I expected from those students, it's just lower now because they've missed hundreds and hundreds of hours of exposure to the language. And it goes the other way too for those learning English.
He and Zabala say they think COVID helped them better understand how to adapt their lessons to each student so that every student learns.
Every teacher is going to do their best to help these kids grow from where they are right now and build them up with praise and confidence so that they continue to grow just like you normally would.
Back at International Prep Academy, Anna says she thinks her teacher has been doing a pretty good job so far. She has students come up with songs to remember times tables and call students to come up to the board.
It's really fun when you get called because then you can go up. And if you get it wrong, she just like explains it to you and then you know how to do it.
I'm Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Student Newsroom.